Hello and welcome to episode 23 of Nintendo for the 27th of August 2006. I'm Ben.
I'm Matt.
I'm Tom.
I'm Marty.
And this is the best Nintendo podcast for news and reviews delivered straight to your hard drive. And here's Matt with the news.
Okay, so, first of all, at the German Games Convention, you know, a lot of people were disappointed how there was no major news there, but, you know, I personally wasn't really expecting much, especially not the price date, the price and release date, seeing as they've already said that'll be in September. Anyway, a few things were, announced. Two new Wii games, being Battalion Wars Wii and Mario Strikers Charged. They're looking good. Maybe some more details on those later. Okay, also, Pink DS Lite will be launched across Europe on October the 27th. And they showed all the usual promotional things and gave a load of statistics out. You know, all the usual Nintendo representative stuff. So, yeah, not much there, but two new Wii games, which are looking pretty good. The next date to look out for is September the 14th. Nintendo are planning a hands-on experience with the Wii, in New York City. The event is set to showcase various games, for the Wii, and there are rumours going around that it might reveal the launch date and price, on September the 14th.
That's a Thursday, by the way.
Yeah. And also, according to IGN, the final Wii hardware has been shipped to developers. This means that it's been finalised and the production of the units has probably started. Everything should be fine. Apparently, the automatic loading disk slot is working really good. The WaveBird receiver shouldn't be a problem with the controller ports for the GameCube, and it's looking good apparently, so that's cool, and that's pretty much the news.
Oh yeah, I've got a bit of news as well.
All right,
the PS3's not in production yet.
Oh yeah.
And they're just never going to make their launch, so that was just a good anti-PS3 bit
of news. Yeah, that's good, but like...
Neither's Nintendo.
Well, we haven't even got a launch yet, so...
Well, the point is, I thought they'd already started making the Wii months ago.
Haven't they?
I thought they had.
They've already delayed the PlayStation 3 launch.
Have they?
Like, once.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, Twilight Princess has been delayed for years. But anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah. Yeah, a few announcements. Manny is away for 2 weeks because he's, like, got various things on his plate. We were going to be having Bree, one of our friends, on the show this week, but she lives in America and the whole time difference thing.
So we're sorry to her.
Yeah, well, you can come on another show. Marty was on Radio 1 the Thursday just
come
gone.
Come on!
She sent in a text and like got it read out, and I'll play the clip of that at the end of the show.
Does anyone want to know what I got then?
Oh yeah, what GCSE results did you get, Marty? No, I already.
I can't be bothered to go through them all, but I got 6 B's and 4 C's. A B and R, I'm proud of that.
I would clap, but I've got a microphone in my hand. yeah, so that's basically it. Has anyone else got any announcements?
I've been visiting the forums a bit lately, so.
I always visit, but I never post. I just see what feedback we have and stuff.
Oh, I visit often.
I visit a lot.
Oh, yeah, and can we have some more emails, please?
Yeah, please,
yeah,
lose more emails.
We've had a few, but nothing.
And friends on MySpace.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah, and stay tuned, because we got some, like, amazing stuff in this episode. Really, we have.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
So don't turn off the iPod yet. But if you run out of battery... Tough sugar. So, straight on to our main topic. Tom, do you want to start it off?
Oh, yeah. The email we received. Is that it?
That's the one.
Okay. Has everyone got it up? Who's reading? Before I
introduce
it?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, I have. I'm not reading because I, like, struggle reading, so...
Okay, well, I noticed on the comments yesterday or the day before that someone had left us a comment say about the SpongeBob. I said that I wasn't really looking forward to SpongeBob, and I'll just read out the first comment I saw. Okay, here it is. Whoever it was who said they weren't looking forward to SpongeBob, I've only listened to 2 episodes, so I still lose track of who's who, is right on the money. I've played it, and it's appalling. Granted, it was early E3 code, but it kept crashing the Wii, and Patrick was talking through his armpit. So I basically left another comment asking him to email me at my address or at the Gmail, and we got a reply, and it was quite interesting, because this guy works for a magazine in London, and he sent me a long email with sort of his story, and we're going to read it out. I'm going to read a paragraph, then Ben's going to read one, then Matt's going to read one, so try and keep it a bit interesting. Okay, here we go. My name's James Batchelor, I'm from Essex, I'm 20, and I'm about to enter my final year of university, where I hope to achieve a first-class BA journalism degree. As you can guess, this means that I'm not yet an established games journalist, but I'm definitely getting there.
Since mid-July, I've been doing work experience placement at InStock magazine, a games trade magazine based in London, which is written for retailers and is only available to those on the mailing list.
Right, boring intro out of the way, here's what happened. On the first day of my new placement, the editor started sounding me out about what consoles I have, what next-gen consoles I'm interested in, etc. Being an avid Nintendo fan since the age of 6, my excitement is focused entirely on the Wii, naturally. By coincidence, the editor had received an invite to a small press event in the centre of London, actually in one of the buildings off the mall, where the Wii, among other things, would be present.
Yep. Would you like to go? She said. Yes, I said, struggling to keep the grin off my face and refraining from yelling. What sort of stupid question is that?
That's something I'd say. The next morning, I made my way eagerly across our capital and found the event. It was a lot smaller than I imagined. Only 7 games were on offer, and only one was a Wii title. Mind you, given that this was my second day of work, and I'm already getting my hands on hardware and software not available till Christmas, I wasn't about to complain.
I made my way around the Xbox 360 and PS2 titles first, getting those out of the way, and then turned my attention to the Wii.
It was in the corner of the room, hidden from view by those portable walls that schools like to hang their students' art on, adorned with the Wii logo and pictures of the console. A small queue of 5 or so journos was stretching out, that's journalists for those who don't know, was stretching out of the thin entrance, which I joined, edging closer to the machine we've all been waiting for.
It's so small. That was my first thought. It looks so much bigger in magazines, but it's tiny. I didn't believe Nintendo when they said it was the same size as 3 DVD cases stacked together, but it is.
And God, it is sexy. Not that often I find machinery arousing, but this was gorgeous. The sleek design, the shiny exterior, the tantalizing blue glow of the disc slot.
And then I was handed the controller. It was impossibly light, though that may have been because this model was plugged in rather than battery-powered. It's just as sleek and shiny as the console, barely twice the length of my mobile phone and roughly the same thickness. I've got a Nokia 6101, by the way, so you can check that out if you want to see.
An impressively wide flat-screen television sat on the table in front of me, and I instantly recognised the small black slither of the sensor bar.
And smiling at me from the screen, Patrick Starr of SpongeBob fame, sitting in a rocket flying around an asteroid field.
This spoiled the moment for me a little, but nothing could ruin the experience. The only button used was the B trigger at the end of the remote, which took me back to the N64 days and the treasured Z trigger. But it's the motion-sensitive control we're all interested in, right?
Tilting the controller towards the top of the screen saw his on-rails rocket glide upwards, while tilting it down saw him dip into a dive. Simple stuff that we've all read about, but moving left and right is what really shows the controller's potential. Matt.
Just tilt it to the left, the THQ representative coos.
How? Should I twist my wrist to move the end of the remote away from the screen? Should I turn the controller on its side while still pointing at the badly drawn rocket? or should I do a combination of both?
It's the strangest thing in the world to realise. After 14 years of gaming, your mind is bound by 8 directions. I'm only used to the directions of a joystick. Up, down, left, right, up, left, up, right, down, left, down, right. And now, for the first time, I have every conceivable direction at my disposal. Whatever.
Such thoughts actually sent Patrick crashing into a space station wall, so I dismissed them and continued.
As I'd watched the players ahead of me, they progressively found it harder to control and the Wii often had to be reset. This may well have been because this was very early code we were playing on. Sound was removed from the cutscenes, collision detection was laughable, and Patrick had an uncanny ability to speak through his armpit, which is quite funny. As a result, I often found that moving him to the top of the screen only resulted in him plunging to the bottom as I levelled out the controller. Moving left and right also became a chore, simply because I lost track of which type of tilting worked.
I hope that completed games, even SpongeBob SquarePants, will be more responsive. The controls were sluggish when I reached the front of the queue, though from watching the bloke six people in front of me, it does look like it should be easy enough to control.
I also hope that none of you buys the SpongeBob game. I've played previous Bob titles, and they're never a treat for the eyes, but this was an insult. Jaggier than an N64 title, jerky frame rate, and when you fly and fire your lasers at the same time. Jerky frame rate when you fly and fire your lasers at the same time. And when it comes down to it, this level was just an on-rails shooter, with the only difference being the control system. I read the press release. All of the other levels lack the innovation of other Wii titles.
The Wii crashed once more and I had to move along, but it all had been worth it. The number of directions you can move the controller in boggles the mind. Granted, this was an on-rails shooter, but I felt more involved with the game than I would with sticks and controller. It's me controlling the rocket, not the controller.
For this alone, the Wii deserves success beyond measure.
Another heartwarming Wii story.
Yeah.
No, that was quite interesting, I thought, because we've never spoken to someone who's actually played it.
And we have.
It seems that he's saying there's a lot of... It's really innovative and fun, but that this... Perhaps it's just this game, but the controller was a bit sluggish.
But then he was also saying that might be because of early code and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
Oh no, I'm getting a phone call. I've just put the phone.
No, so we're really grateful for this because it gives us and our listeners, you know, something to think about before it comes out. And it was just really interesting to read as well. But I've just thought of a bit of news that we didn't release.
Oh yeah.
Because we've obviously haven't had it for 2 weeks. Legend of Zelda controls have changed for the Wii version. Rather than pressing B to swing the sword, you will now move the controller as a sword, and you will press the B button when firing arrows, not the D-pad. Apparently Miyamoto's revised them because they weren't working as well before, and these are much more fun and better.
Yes. See what
it's
I said.
It's going to be so cool. So cool.
And also, just to pick holes in this, but when you're running around, do you have to press a button to get your sword out originally?
You did on the Zelda one, yeah. On the N64 one, sorry.
So...
I think you'll be able to just move the controller quickly and it will pull the sword out of your holster.
That's going to get annoying, though, because what about if you just accidentally nudge the controller? Your sword's going to fly out and, you know...
Well, you can just... Oh, no, actually, I probably think you'll press a button to get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
But we can't know, because we've never played...
It still seemed a lot better than last time.
Yeah, it does. It's because I was thinking pressing B just seems boring when you've got this amazing controller.
I know.
Yeah.
But
everyone
I was
thinking that.
Yeah, when they announced that, I was thinking, well, I might actually get the GameCube version. But now I'm definitely getting the Wii version. What version are you guys going to get if you're going to buy it?
Wii.
Definitely Wii.
Wii.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so we got a bit more. That's really interesting, and if you've got any feedback on that, just email us in at nintendotalk@gmail.com, which will be spelt out for you as usual at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So next we're going to talk about the Wii GUI and hardware, and GUI is graphical user interface, I think it stands for, and that's like the startup screen. So like on the DS, it goes do 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 do, and on the GameCube where it's got the little G unfolding. So take it away, Matt.
Okay, yeah. Well, are we going to speculate or what?
Speculate, discuss what we want to see, I guess.
Okay, cool.
Because I don't know anything.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right, we're just going to talk about the GUI of the Wii and things that we're going to, you know, want, you know, design-wise. So, personally, I just want it to be sort of coordinated with, like, the design of the console, so, like, simple, iPod-esque, and, you know, so, it, like, it all looks good and fits in with it, you know. I don't want it to be completely different. I don't want it to be silver either, very silver.
Oh, I've got an idea of exactly how it's going to be. Just thought of it. You know, when at E3, we saw a few videos with the Wii letters jumping around and hitting each other.
Yeah.
It's going to be that. That will be the startup screen, I reckon. Something along the lines of that.
Well, the actual menus,
should
be a similar design to the DS one, but you can, like, customise it where everything is.
I'd like to customise it. Click and drag with the controller.
Yeah, like, have you ever played Meteos?
Yeah. I have.
You know, on the menu, you can click and drag elements in the menu.
Yeah.
You should be able to point and drag just elements, because that's nice. I like that sort of thing.
It's just a bit fun and cool.
Yeah, but, I mean, I hate the DS menu, personally, because it's just so boring.
It's not as cool as the PSP one.
No, yeah, the PSP one's nice and streamlined and, yeah.
But that is one of my gripes for the DS. It's a bit boring. But although when I first turned my DS on, I thought, oh my god, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, little floating element things, and you can change which ones you want, and then you just select one and press B or A or whatever. And then and that'd be nice.
It'd be quite nice if they were sort of floating around the screen, like you'd have, like, options, and they'd bounce off the corners of the screen. And you'd have to point your remote and press a button or something to start that.
Or you could, like, nudge them aside with the controller and just nudge the off thing just into the corner, and then put, like, arrange your games and stuff. How cool would that be?
I think it'd be really cool. I've got high hopes, and it seems a bit stupid that I'm looking forward to, like, something so, you know, simple and that doesn't actually matter that much. But I think it'll be good.
I really, you know, the GameCube menu, I love that. How it's a cube and you can, like, flick it around.
It is quite
stuff.
Cool, yeah. What do you think of... So should we move on a bit more about hardware, then? Well, if you anything else you want to say, Marty?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not talking. I'm just a bit worried because something's just fallen on the floor and I think my headphones or my laptop is falling apart. So I might...
Okay. Let's move on to hardware and... We can probably do a bit of software as well.
Alright, yeah. I don't think anyone should have any worries about, you know, the power of the console. I think it's going to be pretty good.
I read something somewhere about... It's not really about power of the console, but of the, whatever it is, Wiimote. Okay, there's an article on where I get most of my news every day. Wiimote/Nunchuck to use USB, and it seems that where the Nunchuck plugs into the Wiimote, it seems it's by USB, and there are pictures of it that don't look fake there because they're quite grainy. I don't think they could be faked even. It looks like it's plugged in by USB to the bottom of the Wiimote, which could imply that you could plug it in somewhere and charge the Wiimote as well. When you're not playing.
That's just something that's really annoying me. I mean,
simple, but clever.
No, but what's the point in putting batteries in when you can
I agree completely.
Yeah. But rechargeable batteries do, like, lose life if you
eventually.
Keep...
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's,
I'm just
it's more
dreading
expensive
the day
for us
that
as well.
My DS one runs out after charging it loads.
Yeah, okay. I heard what you were saying. I just be right back then.
Yeah.
About USB being the connector on the bottom of the Wiimote. But it's not.
Have you not seen the images?
No, but they'll be fake.
Seriously, have a look.
Link me then.
It's a good idea if it
There's
is
a link
USB.
In the chat.
There's so much potential.
Okay, cheers.
And there's another one as well. I'll show you that as well. Mm-hmm. It just looks
that
so
realistic.
That doesn't
really look like USB to me.
No, no.
You can't see it too well, but...
That's not USB.
It looks more like the iPod, the one that you...
FireWire.
No, the one that you use it to connect your iPod.
It's just a custom connector.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. I hope it charges, because...
It won't charge via USB.
No, but it's got to charge. I mean, if it's going to use batteries, it's just like a bit... They could spend a few more million on it and make millions more and make it more usable and everything.
But an idea to connect it to a computer, there could be potential there.
There could be, like
download data maybe.
Actually, wait, there's no point because it's got WeConnect 24.
I know, but still... A good idea.
Oh yeah,
I'm just looking forward to everything about the Wii.
That's, you know, like the old, update overnight thing.
Yeah.
Not everyone's got the internet. We've said this before, but what Marty's just said, like connecting your Wii directly to your computer.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Going on the site and updating it, you know. Maybe.
Yeah, it's just got so much potential if it is USB. I think, but I don't think it will be.
But then again,
honest.
All the more reason to get Wi-Fi that works.
Yeah, you should all really get Wi-Fi for your Wii, I suggest.
Mm-hmm.
You can get quite a good
simple.
Router for a cheap amount these days.
Don't get Belkin, it's a bugger to set up.
Oh, yeah.
As we found out last Sunday.
Yeah.
No, so, let's move back onto hardware again. The guys confirmed who emailed me that it is three DVD cases, like exactly nearly. That's tiny. You just think about it and think, oh, that's cool. But then when you got some stacked up in your cupboard or something, it's tiny.
It is.
It's like about the size of the Game Boy, the original Game Boy.
Well, yeah. Tiny bit bigger, but not very much.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I don't know how I like fit all that stuff in there.
No, yeah, it's just, well, there's not actually that much, as we've said, it's not graphics mainly, but it's just going to be awesome. And, I read at Leipzig, someone at Kotaku looked under the, the flap, the famous flap, and it is still just a SD card slot sync button, yeah.
But, why would they put those in on the ones that are just playing games for the demo,
because you need them.
Why?
Yeah, of course you need them.
Actually, no, because they're wired, the controllers, at the moment.
Yeah.
So you don't steal one.
Wait.
But
yeah,
I think they're just wiring them so you don't steal one. Well, the
no,
SD... I think
the
SD has the games on them. Because, they've got, a demo disc.
Can we stop talking over each other, please?
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
We're getting excited. Oh, and I also want to just make a little apology for the level of goodness. Okay, that is really bad grammar, and I can't remember the proper word of our shows recently. But we've had no news from Nintendo, and there is nothing to talk about.
The quality, Tom.
The quality. That's it, Ben.
Goodness.
I'm very tired. So, yeah, but they'll get better once we get news.
Well, when
and
the
I think
Wii,
this episode's going to be good
when
as well.
The Wii comes out.
We're not going to be podcasting. We're just going to be like, oh yes, this week we're not recording because we're all busy playing on our Wiis.
No, we're going to be playing the Wiis while recording.
Oh yeah, I had another idea. You know, I said that there was a Wii chat or something patent. It's not going to be voice over internet. It's not going to be like Skype. It'll be voice over internet protocol, so you can talk to people whilst you game. That's what it'll be.
That's sort of like Skype.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But it's like in game. That's what I was just trying to.
Oh, in game.
Yeah, like.
Oh wow.
That'd be pretty cool.
Would it actually be that?
What else about the hardware is there to talk about? Graphics.
We've covered that briefly.
Yeah.
Hold on, I just want to. It's completely not to do with what we're talking about, but I was playing Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles yesterday, around my mate, four player, so really good. But yeah. And then I was thinking, well, if we're using the DSs to play multiplayer on the new one for the Wii, doesn't the Wii use, the Wii controllers to attack? Like, you have to actually slash your sword and stuff.
I don't know.
I'm sure on the video it showed you, moving the Wii
controller. I love that E3 video.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it shows all the games.
But you see, that wouldn't work with the DS, because the DS isn't motion sensitive thing.
No,
yeah,
I know.
But they could bring out an expansion for the GBA slot.
That GBA slot.
Because the reason they use like the DSs and the GBAs is because you have to have a personal like screen to organise your stats and stuff on.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Interesting.
What do you think about, like, sounds? Because that's going to be quite major, I think. I think they're going to try and incorporate it, like, really well and use it
to
their advantage.
We got the speaker, haven't we?
In the remote.
Well, it's easy. I mean, you know, every time you hit a monster, you hear the clunk on your actual controller.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's going to make it awesome.
Like in the video
that's
with the two Japanese people, and they're holding, like, the little remote to their ears when they hear the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny. It's like...
And it's
bing,
also
number bing.
The controller is also going to rumble every time you hit an enemy. So it's going to make it so, like, realistic.
Oh, and that's another thing. Rumble would normally...
Rumble's
like,
going to be amazing.
Zap your power, wouldn't it?
Oh, it might do... But it might not actually that much, unless it's, like, rumbling all the time. But I've got a good idea about the rumble, because when you hit something in, like, Zelda, imagine if you hit a wall with your sword, you know, you slashed it at a wall, and then suddenly the controller vibrated when you hit the wall.
Tom, I've just said that.
Oh,
I've
sorry,
just said
I was
every
lagging.
Time you hit an enemy, you control the rumbles.
I know, sorry,
like
I was lagging.
Like on Red Steel, when you fire your gun, you control the rumbles, so...
Red Steel looks awesome, but...
Yeah.
I think it's prepared
yeah,
that
Red Steel's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
It better
is there anything else about the hard...
Wi-Fi multiplayer.
I don't think it will, unless they suddenly surprise us.
Let's have a talk about price points for the Wii. Cause
okay, cool.
I think we need to like discuss this every week, because I'm getting nervous. I won't have enough money.
Nervous.
So, I reckon £165 for just the console, like the Amazon price.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. If we talk Amazon price. What do you think? Anyone else?
What's the Amazon price?
Well, sometimes in like HMV, I don't think you can buy a DS Lite without buying a pack. So, like, the base price just for the unit, for the Wii,
so
and a controller.
Oh, and a controller. About 155, 165 sounds reasonable. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and Matt?
I say 170 still.
Yeah, that's a good idea, I think. Marty?
Well, I'm hoping, like, for a pack, because I remember when I got the DS, I just bought the hardware because I couldn't afford a game. So...
Oh.
I'm hoping 170 maximum.
I reckon
£170.
No, we're talking about Marty. We're talking about just the Wii console and one controller.
Oh, 160.
You're not
150. I don't know.
Do you think you're not going to be able to buy the Wii without Wii Sports in a shop?
Yes. Probably.
What is that noise?
What noise? I can tell you it's not my end.
It's not
it's
my
Marty.
End either.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, we could all hear. what were we saying before I got distracted?
Price points.
Oh, yeah. No, do you think you're going to be able to buy it in a store? Like, you might probably can online, but in a store without Wii Sports, I think it's going to come packaged.
I think it's not, because not everyone likes it.
Yeah, but they may as well package it, because it's just, you know...
It shows the full potential.
Okay, it will come with a demo CD.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Like
that would be awesome.
It just like one of those classic demo CDs that you get, and it just has like some footage on it, and then maybe one or two interactive demos.
I want the E3 disc, you know, the one... Well, the E3 movie on where they have the cool music and the Japanese people playing games.
That's that man playing Metroid and he like rolls up into a ball.
Yeah, I love that. And he starts jumping up and down. That's the best video.
Is it Zelda which they like one person's like turned upside down to play?
Oh yeah, because that was where he's got the iron boots on and the magnet picks him up, and he looks upside down for his legs. that's just that video. In fact, that whole day, do you remember, Ben, with that chat? With me, Jesse, and some people. There were a lot of F words. There were a lot of, I want to drop the fucking bomb. I think we'll have to beat that out.
No.
No, we won't.
So but yeah, anyway, we're like sort of drowning in
off topicness.
Yeah.
Okay,
wow, it's because there's no news. Okay, let's talk about someone else think of something to talk about.
Release date.
Oh yeah.
Okay, we can only.
I'm gonna get up my calendar.
Like, grasp at this. I say November, random number being generated currently. 13th. Would that be logical?
No, because
it's gonna be released on a Friday. Friday.
Yes, so it'll be the 12th.
Okay, it's either gonna be, in my opinion, October 29th or November 12th.
When's PlayStation 3 allegedly supposed to come out? November
17th, isn't it? Or is it 11th? I'll just look it up.
16th.
Well, whatever the Friday is.
16th.
So I was talking to Ben about this. I think maybe if we're very unlucky, maybe not till December.
December. I think that's a bit late. But maybe. We'll see. Anyway,
because you know it's got a like ship around.
Yeah. Listeners, send in your ideas for release dates.
Yes.
Thank you.
Send us anything because we really need some emails. Like, got nothing to read out. I think Tom's connections died because
Luigi's lag out.
We've just lost him, man.
Alright. Yeah. We'll get him back in straight away.
Well, I've
and
called
when
him,
we,
but he's
when
not.
He's back, assuming we can get him back, we are gonna move on to our next thing.
Yeah, it's, I think he's... Yeah. My God.
What is it?
What do you mean?
Okay. What are we doing next?
Oh, well, either a Wii View or segments.
Alright. Okay. And...
This is like...
We don't have a... We don't think
oh,
we
he's
have
ringing.
A...
Yes, finally.
Wii View. Yeah. Sorry about this, Tom. People. We just,
I don't know what happened.
Back. I called you back and you didn't pick up.
It didn't call me on my Skype.
Oh. That happens sometimes.
Right, well,
okay, yeah,
whatever.
Well, Skype has been acting up recently.
No, your
network
right,
okay,
has.
Let's move on.
Okay, what? Are we? Were we still on release date then?
No.
We've already finished.
Okay, cool.
I think straight on to Wii View, or...
Have we got a Wii View?
I don't think we have one.
No.
There's
okay.
not enough info.
Yo, sorry guys, we you know, as our quotish from Onom, it's sort of what they say, we can't give you any news unless there is any, which is true.
Yeah, so our shows are just going to be boring.
We've had no news from Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Like Leipzig, I can't believe I wasted like an hour and a half on that, just like sitting there refreshing a page for news and nothing came out.
No, you should have gone to Eurogamer.net, you didn't have to refresh.
Oh,
and it was
well,
like...
I was just, that's what I meant. I was on Eurogamer, I think.
But, yeah. So, straight on to segments?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Link's Listener Challenge. It is design a forum signature to show that you listen to the show.
We've had an entry.
Yeah, we've had quite a few entries.
From John Locke as well? We've had
yeah,
well.
John Locke. That
sent us about 100.
That dude, Tim, he's like a new listener, I think. So
it,
yeah.
He's an old school listener. No offense meant. We just can't remember.
And it's got to be 400 by 100 pixels and must feature the words "I am a Nintendo listener."
Or something like that,
yeah. Something like that.
Just like the Nintendo listener. Like, oh, by the way, I forgot to say, we've got a fan site, an official fan site.
Really?
Yep. It's not had much done to it. It's by Tim, of course. He's been working on it. He's not finished
oh, right.
it.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah,
I'm just
going
to open it again. It's www.freewebs.com/nintendotalkfansrus. Ben, can you put it in the show notes? Because it's quite long.
Yeah, well.
And it's under construction, but it's quite cool because I see him doing something for the show. Which
I think what should happen
really
is...
Really generous.
What should happen is as soon as the fan site is fully up, they should make a fan podcast. Just like I
would.
That's asking a bit much. It's so funny. It's like, well, last week on Nintendo Talk, nothing much really happened. That's the end of our show from me, fan number one.
But yeah, there's 2 weeks left on that challenge, and then we'll announce the winner. They might get a guest thing. But yeah.
And by the way, even if you don't enter, you can still be a guest. Just email us at nintendo@gmail.com. We're sorry. Once we've bought our Wiis, we might. I think that like every so often, we should have a good link to this channel. So it's a bit difficult, and involves a lot of effort, and we can get them in Nintendo Talk Journal.
They're always good.
They're always good. Sorry.
Yeah, but I think what should happen now is I forgot. So we'll go on to Link's letters. First one is from Tim, who we've just talked about, and he says, "Hey guys, my name is Tim, and I am 14. I live in the States, New York to be exact, and I love your podcast. It's one of the best I've listened to. A lot of the stuff that you say, I probably heard before, but I actually learned a lot of new information from your podcast. I also think that it's interesting to see what the lives of UK gamers are like. Nothing different from the lives of US gamers. But I have some jokes for Matt if he wants to read them in Beautiful Joe's Bad Jokes Week. Shall I read them out?"
No, don't, because I'm going to use them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Alright, so, quote, Beautiful Joe's Bad Jokes of the Week. Take it away, Matt.
Okay, so, these jokes are all thanks to Tim, am I right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So, here we go. Right, okay, I'm sorry, let me just pull them up. Okay, first one. Why did Dracula run out of the restaurant?
I don't know. Why did Dracula run out of the restaurant?
The man next to him ordered a steak.
That would have been funny, but I've got the answer right next to me.
Yeah, I think that's quite good. Now there's some other ones which, I think Ben didn't get. No, who was it? Didn't get them.
I didn't get them.
It was you.
Oh yeah, I got them.
How? Yeah. How do you shoot a blue elephant?
I don't know. How do you shoot a blue elephant?
With a blue elephant gun.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Yeah. How do you shoot a pink elephant?
I don't know. How do you shoot a pink elephant?
Hold its nose till it's blue and then shoot it with a blue elephant gun. Okay. Joke three. Okay, here we go. Here we go. There's a haunted house that is supposedly the scariest in the world. So three bravest men in the world decide to try their luck. First man goes in, makes it to the foyer, then hears a voice. When the log rolls over, we will all be dead. Scared silly, he jumps out the window. The next man goes to the kitchen, hears the voice, only louder. When the log rolls over, we will all be dead. Panicking, he jumps out of the window. Final man gets to the bathroom and hears the voice louder than ever. When the log rolls over, we'll all be dead. This man really needs to use the bathroom, so he ignores the voice and heads into the bathroom. When he opens the toilet, he sees a group of ants shouting, "When the log rolls over, we'll all be dead."
I don't get that at all.
Oh, God.
I'm going to apologise if anyone heard my phone go off about four times in the jokes.
No.
Okay, good.
Alright, so yeah, quote unquote. Yeah, those stunk. Yeah, they did. Anyway, I liked episode 18 a lot, and as a listener since the days of episode 1, that's saying something to a certain first Link's Listener Challenge entrant who shall remain nameless. Anyway, I have a few quick questions. What music do you guys listen to? Come on, let's answer these, because I'm in a
mood. Cool.
Marty, what music do you listen to?
Good music.
She listens to a load of crap.
No, I listen to good bands that play instruments, not rubbish pop music.
I don't listen to that. She listens to My Chemical Romance, Lost Prophets, and Hawthorne
Emo.
Heights.
Exactly.
Emo.
Hawthorne Heights are wicked. No. I was learning Nicky FM earlier.
Whatever.
Guitar lesson.
So, I think I'm going to answer this question now. What music do I listen to? I listen to Bare Naked Ladies, Arctic Monkeys, and Queensryche. Queensryche are the best. Tom, what music do you listen to?
I can't remember, because I've just got to open the email off again. No, I'm kidding. I like Yellow Card, Green Day, Kaiser Chiefs, Killers, anything really.
Yeah,
see, Tom's got a better music taste than you, Ben.
Well, no, I like to tell them bands as well. Apart from Yellow Card, I don't even know who they are. And Matt, what music do you listen to?
I like 3 Inches of Blood, 36 Crazy Fists, Annihilator, Avenged Sevenfold, Bleeding Through, Demo Borgir, some...
I've changed my mind, I like
DJ
Matt's taste of music
stuff.
A hell of a lot more.
Killswitch Engage, Lamb of God, Roadrunner United, some Slipknot, Soulfly, Sepultura, Nail Bomb, and Trivium.
So okay, not very much. He doesn't like very much then. He doesn't like very much.
No. So basically, Matt likes, what is it, heavy metal?
Yep.
Yeah.
Same as me.
Let me just read out.
You
what
like
I
emo rock? What the fuck?
No, I like who Matt said as well.
Whatever. What is the greatest game of all time? We'll do this as what we think is the greatest game. So I think the greatest game of all time is, I've got absolutely no idea.
Chibi Robo.
Oh, what did I say?
I don't know. Get the email.
Okay, I'll pull the email.
You said Animal Crossing Wild World.
Yeah, that's wicked. Or the original Tetris. That's wicked. Which I thrashed Ben at.
I feel something coming on.
Right, if Chuck Norris and Mario... Oh, yeah, sorry. Tom, what do you think the greatest game is?
Oh, for anyone who doesn't already know, you need to go back and listen to every episode about 10 times, just to make sure you can hear it. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
And Matt.
Soon to be changed to Twilight Princess.
I said a Pokemon or original Mario Bros.
Oh, Pokemon.
Okay.
Marty loves Pokemon.
I love Pokemon.
If Chuck Norris got into if Chuck Norris and Mario got into a fight, who would win?
Chuck Norris.
Mario.
Chuck Norris.
What did I put? Oh yeah, Chuck. Was it Chuck Norris, if I'm honest?
Yeah. Well, guess what? This is
the ultimate showdown of Ultimate Destiny.
Good guys, bad guys, and explosions. And then there's a really bad one. It's like, this is the ultimate orgy. I'm not going to even carry on.
No, do not carry on.
Who would win? So yeah, other than that, I just have to say, keep doing a great job. I'll see you on the forums. My name is Helio the Hunter. I was the one who gave the link to the game sheet music. And I hope to be an eventual host. See you later.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Right. God, this is a long segment. Stephen Warren asked, "Hey Marty, why the hell are you asking her? You should really give out your address. There is not many people that would want to assassinate you." Yes, there is. I'm one of
them. There is.
"I'm just emailing you about the Star Wars game coming out on the Wii. Can you say something about it on your next show?" Yeah, whatever. And then I was like, replying, "Hey Stephen, Marty says she's very welcome for people to come and assassinate her." Email. This is Ben, by the way. The Star Wars... Ow, bastard. Oh, shit. Oh. I've just stapled my finger, people.
You idiot.
Ah. The Star Wars game is not coming out on the Wii, which is very disappointing. Lol, Marty hates my singing. Ow. Ooh, that hurt.
Not surprised.
Yeah, it's like bleeding. Hey, guys, it's Tim again. Sorry if I seem like I'm bothering you guys with my emails. I sent a podmail, which I don't think you guys got. I sent a Bowser's blooper thing. I sent my last email, and now this one. Anyway, if I have...
We don't mind, by the way.
I have an entry for Link's Listener Challenge attached with this email. It's really good. I like it. Apart from the logo, it should be our new one. Our amazing United Kingdom logo. Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's it for my Link's Listener Long Challenge. Link's Letters. Whatever.
Oh, I've got a comment. Are we able to get a picture for our podcast up?
Yeah, I think I've got one up.
What that comes up on the
iTunes.
On your iPod?
I don't know.
I don't think we have, because a few people have commented to me on MSN that we haven't, and we should. So we'll try and sort that out.
Yeah, well, we've been trying ever since episode one, and Podomatic isn't,
I know.
Like...
Podomatic is not very good.
Yeah.
But when if we ever finally switch over, when... When Dylan's computer comes, well, I think his laptop broke or something.
It
did it?
Yeah.
Or was that just me who thought that?
No, actually,
how do we
the
know?
Screen light just went.
How do we know this?
Mario's memory, Tom.
Oh, I've actually played a retro game this week. I'm not just lying to the fans, which I never do, obviously. But this week I played Wave Racer 64. Has anyone played that?
Nope.
Wave Racer. Have you played it, Matt?
Ridge Racer.
No, not Ridge Racer.
Is that the same one that they do in arcades?
Yeah, the one... Yeah, it is.
Then I have been on it.
It's sort of like that, yeah.
Like six years ago.
Yeah. I've played it. It's, I'm sorry, this segment's going to be rubbish, but because I only played a bit of it, but it's, you're on a, is it surfing? I can't actually remember. No, it's not. What is it? It's...
Is it a jet ski?
Yes, it's jet ski. That's it. Sorry, I'm being an idiot. Yeah, it's jet ski racing, round courses and things, and there are jumps and power-ups. It was pretty fun, actually, because I'd heard it was good, but I hadn't played it, so I just gave it a play. And I'll have to... I'm afraid there's not much to say about it, Marty. Anything you want to say?
I can't remember it. It was too long ago.
It's not that good. There's just not much to talk about. It's racing. It's fun, though, on water. So, yep, if you know how to play games like that, just try it down... No, sorry, try it out, and it's a very good game. So I'll try and get us a good one for next week. And I've got a sad announcement. Summer holidays are nearly over.
Oh, no.
Oat 12.
I've got a sad one as well.
Yes. What is it with you and oats?
Oat noses.
Oat nose. No, oats are just fun.
What about squirrels?
Squirrels aren't my obsession.
No, they are friends.
They're James's.
James's. Anyway, Marty, what's your sad thing?
That I still can't get this wireless box to work. It's one thing after another. And...
What's the problem?
Yeah, it is. And I can't buy you all a Wii because I'm practically out of the job.
I've got a sad announcement, seeing as everyone else has. I had to see Marty's on Friday and it was quite upsetting.
It was very sad.
Yeah.
Pictures on MySpace.
Oh, what a shame.
Don't be, it was very upsetting, Matt.
It was sad.
It must have been terrible.
There was tears and stuff. I've never cried.
Oh.
Anyway.
It was really sad.
Everyone say ah for Ben and Marty.
Ah.
I refuse.
Ah.
Right. Hint. I'm Rob. Hints and tips from the land of Hyrule. Matt.
Rob isn't actually here, by the way.
No.
That's Ben.
Matt.
Okay, we're going to have a vote where there are no options. You give me a game and I'll try and give you hints.
Okay, so, okay. I've got one. Tetris DS.
I've got one.
Okay, you want hints for Tetris DS. I'll see what I can do.
I can do it.
I'm
I can do it now. Watch this.
Hints.
Hold on.
No.
I pull out Onum tips. Here we go.
Right. I've totally thrashed Ben at Tetris DS,
yes,
by the way. Listen.
Right, okay. So, the unlockable music tracks in Sound Test are one of them. Okay. You can obtain these tracks via standard marathon mode. If you get to level 20, you get Ancient Tetris. Level 14, Balloon Tetris. And etc. Like other levels, you get different things. To unlock Endless Mode in standard mode, get over 200 lines. This will be accessible as a switch when picking the level in standard marathon mode. Those are the hints.
I've got some more.
Go ahead.
When you're playing online, when you're playing on Wi-Fi, always hold an eye block. So you like press L and it flicks into your little side. And you can. It gives you a better chance of getting a Tetris, which is four lines, and it makes it easier to beat opponents. So.
Yeah, obviously.
Always hold a what?
The four blue. The four
the
lines.
Blue thing.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this episode's a bit short, isn't it?
No, we haven't finished yet.
I've got gonna say.
Chic shout-outs!
Hyrule's Highs.
What's the point of changing the name if you're always going to go back to the old one?
Okay, no, we'll call it Chic Shout-outs. And I've got lots, by the way, so I'll go last.
I have...
Marty, seeing as it's your segment.
Who's she going to say hi to, I wonder?
What was that, Tom? Tom?
Yeah? Oh, I lagged out. I said, I wonder who you're going to say hi to.
Well, no one, but if you'd like me to say hi, email in.
I thought you were going to say hi to John.
Oh, hey, John. In America.
Hey, Marty.
Oh, I do it better.
No,
it better.
Ben does it better.
Hey, Marty.
Okay, that's enough of imitating John. Okay.
Yeah, but we love John at this show. John's got his own MySpace fan group now. I'd like to go to that.
Yeah, mine has more members, so I'd like to just say on the show. Anyway, I'm going to shout out
Anyone
to
else?
John Locke. I'm going to shout out to John. Bree.
Why do you
want
to shout
Jessie.
Out to John?
Oh, because I have to. John, Bree, Jessie, Is there anyone else to shout out to?
Me.
And Ben, Marty, Matt, and Rob.
Hi. Rob.
Hi to you.
Oh, I've got a shout out from Rob.
Oh, no.
No.
Hold on, I've got it. Hold on, I've got it, okay. I'm Rob, and I'm shouting out to Glenn from Big Brother. I'm sorry you didn't win, Glenn. It was very sad. I'm Rob. Goodbye.
I think you might have to explain that a bit, why you've done that.
Oh, yeah, because Glenn went to from Big Brother in the United Kingdom, which is a reality TV show, which is absolute shite,
there's
in my
Brother
opinion.
All over the world, Tom.
Well, I didn't know that. But anyway, I think it's absolutely shite. And Glenn, who is the head boy, who was the head boy of Rob's school, was in there, and he came third or second or something
second.
Like that. Second.
And
he cooked an egg for the very first time.
Oh.
You see, these people are actually sad enough to watch the pathetic programme that is Big Brother.
I don't watch it. I just, everyone talks about it, and it's rubbish.
So, yeah. Bowser's Blue.
Got background noise from Marty, as usual.
Raichu's release dates, Matt.
Oh, even the best segment in the show, I reckon.
This is such a dry segment now that Miss Spider's Harvest Time Hoverfly has gone.
We should have a funeral. Let's have a funeral now.
Okay, go
hold
ahead.
On. I'm gonna
God, my headset volume is... The like little switch panel thing John will know what I'm talking about. We've got the same one. It's frozen. Like, got stuck.
Well, whatever. I'm just gonna burp. We need to have a funeral for Miss Harvest Time...
Fly
thing.
Aww.
I'm gonna pull up the music now.
We just lost about 800 listeners.
That's Star Wars. I don't know why I did that. What's the funeral music?
And I'd also like to say goodbye to Tales of Symphonia.
What? That game is immense. Paul,
it's name. Paul, the name.
Paul agrees with me, don't you, Paul? Paul's finished it 5 times.
He wants a review, apparently. We'll see what we can do.
I'll do that, because I'm the only one who actually possesses
it. If you're interested in the review, email in, and if we get more than 10 emails from different people, no dual accounts or whatever, I know what you guys do, we'll give it a review, because we need at least, like, 10. I think I might up it to 20, because I really don't think I can sit through Tales of Symphonia review. Okay.
Yeah, where were we? Raichu's release dates, Matt.
Right, yeah, okay. On the 11th of September, LEGO Star Wars 2, the original trilogy, will be released for the DS.
That should be quite good.
GBA. What's that noise?
Marty!
I'm so sorry! I can't do
tell him to
that.
Shut up.
Leo! Oi!
No,
Leo,
Marty.
Brother.
Hit him over the head
Marty.
With a Wiimote.
Mute your mic.
What? Oh, I can't.
Say, yes, you can.
Sorry, guys. Marty's incompetence
okay,
is ruining the show.
How do I mute my mic?
Oh, God.
There is a button on it.
Oh, my God. I can't. My computer's like froze. But.
Okay.
God's sake. Yeah, carry on.
GBA.
Alright, that's
speak
it.
Speak up,
getting
Matt, speak
out.
Up.
Okay, GBA. On the 11th again, we have LEGO Star Wars 2. And on GameCube, I suspect nothing much. Oh, yes. On the 11th, we have LEGO Star Wars 2, the original trilogy. And there we have it.
Yeah, that game should be pretty good, I think.
Maybe.
I'm looking forward to that, but I don't think I'll be able to afford it.
I regret.
I'm going to try out a game first if they put it on the DS Lite.
Hello, I regret to say that I am actually getting it for the PS2. But it's not my fault they didn't release it on the GameCube.
No, it's not your fault, man, don't worry.
And I don't want to get it for GameCube when I've already got the first one for the PS2. It's kind of... Yeah.
Yeah. I know, I understand, yeah.
So,
we'll forgive you, Ben.
We've got a new segment, but I'll wait until Marty gets back to...
Yeah, I'm back, but...
Okay, here we go.
Says my brother.
The new segment. I'll do the voice. Exclusive new segment, even though it isn't, and it's really quite good. Pikachu's Pokemon Peace! Pika! Take it away, Marty.
Oh my God.
Okay. Apologies for the bad name, but I'm guessing Tom will come up with a better one next week. Actually, we probably shouldn't have started this segment this week, but because there's not actually been that much.
Yeah, there has.
Pokemon news. Well, no, there hasn't,
yes,
really.
There has.
Compared to last. Okay, all that's been happening is loads of people are trying to pass out fakes for the starters.
Yeah, like evolution.
They're obvious, they're all fake. Yeah, fake evolutions.
But I think they really look cool. I think they should be the evolutions. Cause
some of them, but some of them are completely pathetic attempts to do them.
What, like?
And also, Cerebi.net, like, has known interesting news, in my opinion.
Which is nothing where we get all this news from.
Yeah, because I highly recommend to everyone Cerebi.net.
That is spelled, plug now, www.serebii.net.
That's dot N-E-T, if you really are incompetent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the best Pokemon.
Oh, for our tone-deaf listeners. Do you remember the flame we got for that?
Yeah.
It
was like on our first episode. So anyway, I think, hold on, I've had a flurry of mind-boggling. We didn't have a video podcast because we recorded it and then there was no audio, and it was really quite good, but there was no audio, so that's why.
Yeah, it's because my £1 microphone kind of broke, and so
one
I'm
pound.
Recording with a new one today with a headset.
Which also
well.
Costs £1.
Yeah, it's the
really?
Pound shop, it's just amazing.
Wow. We don't have
the pound shop. Oh,
pound
Matt, you probably live in like a nice village or town then.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Sorry, that came out wrong. That came out wrong. No, he lives in the south. Oh, Marty does too, I forgot.
Yeah, I live in.
I apologise, Marty. It came out like, I didn't mean it like that, but it was interpreted wrongly. Oh, dear.
You can't go 2 minutes about like insulting me.
Yeah, I don't mean it though, Marty, because really, we love each other.
Marty's had sex with Tom.
What? What? I didn't hear that.
You don't need to. Listen to the podcast to find out what. So I think that about wraps up this week, don't you?
Oh, wait. Can we go over an hour, please?
Why?
No.
What?
Why
I asked this
no
last
point?
Time.
Yeah, but
is it just this, like...
No.
It's like a little...
But
it's really
the minute
dumb. We finish.
Tom, as when I put the clip on the end, it'll be...
What? 3 seconds longer? Oh wait, I forgot. An announcement for our fans. There will be a new segment hitting next week, which I have forgotten to put in for about 6 weeks.
What is
it?
Does
it begin
long.
With a T?
It begins with a T.
Oh yay.
What is it?
I'll tell you after the show.
What is it?
It involves a musical.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I know.
I know this.
Yeah. Okay, so it involves a bit of music on the show, and I can't promise to do it every week, but
Marty ought
to
do it
might
as
happen.
Because well, she can play guitar.
Oh, okay, so that's a little hint, a rather big hint, for what we will be adding to the show next week.
Okay, so I think that about wraps up this, I thought this episode was a bit terrible, to be honest.
I thought it was better than last time, actually.
What?
No.
Nah.
We'll find out. By the way, guys, when's 14th? It's a Thursday. The episode that we release on the, like, 17th or 18th, whenever it comes out. That's going to be a top episode.
Why?
Because it's after we get the release date and all that jazz.
Oh.
We're not necessarily getting it.
We are.
No,
we've
we're
got
not.
To. We've got to. They said it was to be in September.
Yeah.
If so we don't, I'll just... I think... I'll send a few flame mails. We'll have a... Oh, I've got a fox's flame.
No, you haven't.
Is it too late?
Yeah, it is.
Well... Oh, no, it's not. Because it's huge.
Do it then.
On the last day of school... Nicolai thought we had to bring in a song for music to play and he'd give 30 seconds to talk about it, why we liked it. So Nicolai brought in a song and played it. And it was an okay song. And then he goes, oh, listen to this as well, it's really funny. And plays the introduction of our show to my whole class. That was, like, embarrassing.
Yeah,
so,
I'm going to take in a right ghetto boombox and... put Nintendo on and
Ben's gonna get beat hands.
Yeah, so anyway.
Ben's gonna get beaten.
No, I won't.
Right, we'll beg to differ on that. And I think I've succeeded in bringing us over an hour.
Not yet.
Probably. No, it's
so,
not yet.
Quick. So, from me, Ben.
Me, Matt.
Me, Tom.
And me, Marty.
See ya.
Bye.
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 So yeah, you might have heard me saying the announcements that Marty was on Radio 1. She was, and now I'm going to play the clip to prove it. It's on the Chris Moyles Breakfast Show, and it's to do with the GCSE results. So, take it away, Chris.
I'm waiting for 9.5 GCSE results. I live next to school and I was up at 5 to get ready. I've never been so scared, says Marty from Taunton in Somerset.
How'd you get half?
I don't know.
Half GCSE results.
So yeah, that just proves that Marty is famous. That's it for this week's show. It wasn't as good as some other shows, but as soon as we get more news, it'll get better. So, over and out, people.